Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K to donate your car today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, and if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you already know Ted Johnson is coming in happy like I did in the 2 o'clock hour. He's got the happy shirt on. The sun's out, right?
So far, I was listening to you guys on the way in. Good dialogue. So, yeah, I'm in a good frame of mind.
He's got
right
a
now.
Ted Happy shirt for a Wednesday.
That's what I mean. Energy.
That's a hump day shirt.
Energy
like
is ready. We're ready for a big three-point stance. And, oh, my gosh, Ted's here. It's 3 o'clock. It is indeed time for the three-point stance.
319! Ready! 319!
Yeah, here we go!
Here we go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, 3 o'clock, three-point stance. That means each of our three hosts... we'll get a chance to tell us what they're thinking about some of the biggest stories happening in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Our order, as always, is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host gets 60 seconds to present their opening take, and then we'll open up the floor for discussion on every story. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Indeed, I am.
All right, your 60 seconds, which is probably going to speed by based on your pace today, starts now.
So... you guys know we learned in the first hour, I sometimes fixate on things like tone from Sam Kennedy or singular words in stories. I fixated on one this week from the Mass Live boys, Sean McAdam and Chris Cotillo, talking about the Red Sox closer situation. They said the leading candidate in-house is Aroldis Chapman. And I said, oh, in-house. So therefore, they didn't really revisit anything around that word, but in-house means there are... out-of-house candidates. You might be exploring opportunities, people that aren't within the organization right now. And it hit me. I'm going to get my dream. It may not be Mason Miller, but the Boston Red Sox are already scared enough that I am predicting right now, here before the season even starts, they will make a trade for a significant closer, a significant arm before the trade deadline is up. So some point over the first half of the season, maybe it could be this week, they're so scared and want to start right out the gates, or maybe it waits till the trade deadline. That's going to be their biggest need. They are a playoff team. They are a contending team. Mm. They're going to be filling what few holes they have over the course of the first half of the season. Closer is the biggest hole. They're going to trade for a closer that will excite us all before the trade deadline.
Okay. I don't know about that.
You think they're going to trade
for
a closer?
That, Ted.
We'll talk about it.
Yes.
We'll talk about it.
Nobody's trying to bring me down today. I'm happy.
No. Everyone's not trying to bring you down. Don't necessarily.
Bitch when I'm not happy.
Don't associate disagreement or discord and debate with dissatisfaction.
Ted's not going to like to hear this.
Uh-oh.
I would tend to agree with Andy, but we'll discuss that later.
Oh, really? We'll discuss.
Because.
How about that?
I know.
You think it's going to be a pressing need, Dan?
Yes.
Right, let's move on.
Even with 19 different options. Okay,
the panel is not open.
All right.
All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready to roll?
Painful as this may be, yes, indeed.
Okay, well, your painful 60 seconds begins now.
Unfortunately, the New England Patriots had to make one of the more difficult decisions, and would you please not talk to the producers so everyone can hear it during my time? I asked for 5 more seconds, Your Honor. Anyway. Thank you. New England Patriots had to make one of the more difficult decisions in recent franchise history last week when they released 10-year starting center and 2-time Super Bowl champion, pillar of the community team, locker room, and more, Captain David Andrews. He was replaced yesterday, as we announced on the program, by Garrett Bradbury, who was recently released by the Minnesota Vikings. While this may represent an upgrade on the field, it was tough for a lot of fans to take for many reasons. David Andrews just actually spoke on his Quick Snap podcast about
it. You have to respect it, but you don't always have to like it.
No, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like, you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
You know, but yeah. You know, I definitely respect their decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value. And, you know, I was, you know, hoping that I could try to play. And, you know, like I said, you know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
Yep. Well, I think a lot of us agree with you, Bear. But at the same time, these are the difficult decisions you need to make when you are charting a new course, Ted, a new direction, trying to find new leadership, and your winning ways once again. So while we're all going to miss David Andrews, and I personally appreciate him as a professional and a man, the Patriots painfully made the right decision to go younger and healthier at center this week. It's tough. I don't like having to say that, Ted. I like the man.
I hear you, brother.
I do. I like him a lot. But
I think we'll be okay, though.
Yep.
All right, we're through two. Ted Johnson, are you ready to bring your thunder?
Let's go, bro.
All right, well, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, guys, my main point was from watching the game last night, and I agree with Fitzy. This was a good game, Andy. This was actually a very exciting game, particularly in the second half. There was a lot to get excited about, but I'm going to say this. This is my maybe not so bold statement, but people go back and forth on this. If they are going to win the championship, they got to have a healthy KP. Porzingis has to be healthy. Did you see him last night? 25 points. He was a plus 13. He was phenomenal, particularly his interior defense. That is the key. I'm telling you, without him, I don't feel nearly as comfortable, and I'm not sure they can beat the OKC Thunder if that's who they happen to meet in the finals. I will say that, so put that off to the side. Also, it's no surprise that you see the role players, the guys that have smaller roles on this team, Drew Holiday, Derek White, guys like Peyton Pritchard, Baylor Shireman,
the Cornets, but and Housers.
But those guys, do you see how good they're playing? Oh, my goodness. They're playing good and without the two J's because of something I've talked about when it comes with Tom Brady's effect.
Tom's compete level was so high that it raised the entire team's compete level.
That's what I'm telling you is even with those guys out, the rest of the role players, they don't want to be the weak link. When the best players are out, they don't want everyone to think that they're the weak link, and so they raise their level. Even though those guys weren't playing the Jays, everyone else's compete level was up high last night. That's the effect those two guys can have on the rest of the team. You saw it last night as a prime example.
Kind of badass that you can throw to yourself on a documentary to make a point.
That is kind of brag.
I was going to say,
That's my 3-point stance.
Because if Ted said Tom Brady's compete level is so great it raised that of others in here as opposed to himself.
Yeah.
That was very being John Malkovich.
Yeah, very much
That was meta, Ted. I like that.
2008. 2008, Tom Brady's knee blown. First game. They win 11 games that year.
Mm-hmm.
The same kind of effect I'm talking about. Even though he didn't play that year, they still won 11 games.
Yeah.
Because it's just, no one, when the best player is hurt, everyone else has to, you know, rise up so that you still continue your winning ways. They don't want, if all, you know, guys don't want the spotlight to go on them when the best player is out as if they're the weak link. And so you see role players play better even when the best player is on the bench for a short period of time.
And maybe, just maybe, sometimes some of these guys are so good. You know, we were joking pre-show tonight that the Celtics should basically roll out Cornette, Hauser, Pritchard, Shireman, and Porzingis and just go call it the exciting whites lineup. No.
I saw that making the rounds on Twitter.
Know,
not okay.
But it's come not on, here, it's not just now. A joke, please. My God, if we're that sensitive, then cancel everything.
We're that sensitive.
No, but here's
a bit
the
of an issue in Boston.
I know. I'm familiar with the history and what other people, you know, not Adam Jones from Midday and others, have accused the city of.
Yes.
That being said, it is interesting to see how good these guys are. Now, Ted, sometimes these guys get 0 minutes, 7 minutes, 11 minutes, 18 minutes, and they perform well, sometimes not. But when given a chance to shine, it makes you wonder, like, hell, could some of these guys start for a lot of other teams?
Wait, can we get rid of Tatum because he costs too much money when they need to get under the second apron in 2 years? Because we got all these other guys
that are so good.
You don't
think the four prospective owners last night saw Baylor Shireman come in, score 20 and 15 minutes, and go, all right, now which one of these overpriced professionals shall we be trading?
If we're being honest, it's Jaylen Brown. The answer is always Jaylen Brown.
I know.
People have been trying to run him out of town forever.
He's going to look great in a Rockets uniform. You can wear a new one at the beach.
With the Rockets?
Yeah.
With Ime?
Yeah.
One of the best teams in the West?
100% where he's going.
I don't hate that deal.
That's
puts
you know,
them over the top.
If and when,
wins
that,
a
if
title
and when that deal is
Celtics?
Made, you know Ime wants him back.
Ooh. Might be challenging.
How good was their defense with Ime? It was awesome. And you want to know why?
Ime is one of the great coaches in the NBA.
He might still be the best.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla, fine, though. He's doing
Did you ever ask Jason Tatum whose favorite coach is? Personally, or at least hear him answer it?
Yeah, I know.
It's Ime.
He shouldn't say that.
Mazzulla, funny thing, Mazzulla was standing right behind
him. Just because you think it doesn't mean you should say it. I know that as well as anyone.
Oh God, if anyone knows that.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm breaking in with some semi-Patriots breaking news.
Oh.
Not
No sounder?
Not worth the sounder.
Did they sign the Gibbons guy?
Not worth the sound. Yeah, I know this is going to blow your mind, but the Patriots signed another former Titans defensive player, linebacker Jack Gibbons, a one-year deal, spent the last three seasons with the Titans.
Now, see, I like this.
Drake May must be so excited.
Yep. Here's the question. You know what? Guess what? You know why? You want to know why Drake May should be excited about this? There's your new Mike Vrabel. He's going to catch touchdowns. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, somebody has to.
Yeah.
The roles are wide open.
Is he going to block for him,
too? So this defense is going to be, we already thought it was going to be much improved. There's a chance it could be really good or excellent. I'd love to know, by the way, who you think.
Games.
No, they're going to win nine. I told you. They're going to go 9-8 and sniff the playoffs.
A coward.
Who? Did you call me a coward?
I wondered if you'd notice that.
You jerk.
All right, Dan, get this back on track, please.
Okay, Noah, if there are no further thoughts on the breaking news, then I want to go to the David Andrews story that that Fitzy brought up. And, Ted, I want to give you an opportunity to react to this because you're talking about not just a player that's been on the roster for a while, but also a veteran, a captain, a champion, a veteran among a lot of young guys and young coaches last year. So what's the ripple effect, good, bad, or otherwise, of parting ways with a guy with that kind of resume?
You know what? If you look at the roster, Dan and you guys, it's not gonna create that many waves. I mean, who's left on this team that was really played along with Dan that was on those, even the last championship team. I mean, other than the long snapper, that's about it. I mean, there's nobody left on this team that is really from that era of player. And so I don't think at least a third, if not two thirds, of this team is going to be a new team. So David Andrews doesn't resonate with all these free agents that were brought in, all the guys that they brought in last year, the massive turnover that they've had from last year's roster to this year's roster. It just it won't resonate with those guys as much as you think. I mean, so it resonates more with us because we've known them for the last 10 years. Most of the guys, two thirds of this team, if not more, are going to have been on this team for 1 or at the most 2 years. So it's not going to have that much of an impact. And I just think, I mean, with Devon Godchild leaving, with who else?
You got Jones and you got
Dietrich Wise leaving.
Think about how many left last year.
That's to me, that's the old guard all leaving. And so David Andrews is part of that. So I don't think it's going to impact this locker room one bit. And we've talked about this. A lot of times when you have these guys, these old leaders that have been around for a long time, you need them to leave for young guys to step up and lead the charge for the next generation.
Does David Andrews play this year, Andy?
I'm going to say he'll play this year. He feels like he can help them, so it feels like he can help somebody else. There's not enough linemen.
Didn't he fail his designation? Like, didn't he fail the test?
I mean, you can answer this better than I, Ted. I've been told that in the NFL, they could fail almost every player at any time they want because somebody's got something going on somewhere in their body that they could fail him. I was always told that by executives, let's just say. So can he get healthy enough to play for somebody? I think he probably will. My question with David Andrews, and I feel bad, I don't think they'll miss him at all on the field. He wasn't really here last year, and it is what it is.
And I didn't think he was that good, with all due respect, the year before, in 2023.
But I'll tell you where they'll miss him. Fitzy and I host the Six Rings postgame show 17 nights a week here. I mean, games a year here on WEEI. You know who the first person who'd come to the podium and take every single tough question was? David Andrews. Yeah. You can make that face, and Ted's making a face if you're not watching on Twitter. Who steps up and does that? And I'm not saying nobody will, but I'm saying who will?
Somebody will.
Which is the guy? That's going to – not all captains like that, though. Matthew Slater was great at it. Matthew Slater was
appointed captain,
the best at it. Then David Andrews was really good at it. Who is going to stand up there and say, you guys are 0-5, you haven't scored a touchdown in 3-plus weeks. How do you guys dig out of this hole? Whatever's going on with it, it's going to be tough. It won't always be easy. I just wonder. I'm not saying you're going to lose games or anything because of that. I'm just saying somebody has to actually fill that role.
I don't think it's a big deal if we don't have an offensive player that steps up there after a bad loss and answers to all the...
Well, what about a defensive player? Anybody.
I'll take Jack Spillane. You know who's going to be? Robert Spillane.
There's plenty of guys.
He's a good option.
He's a fine option.
We'll find out who these captains are, who reveal themselves as captains, and then that's their job, is to answer the tough questions after these games.
Yes, it is.
Well, it won't be Drake May. He couldn't even stick around when they fired his head coach.
Cheap shot, but a valid
one. Wow. Oh,
very valid.
Oh, how much did Camp Belichick pay you to say that one, huh?
What's worse, that he didn't show up for the announcement of Vrabel's new head coaching hire, or that he wasn't there for Gerard Mayo's
firing? Good question, Teddy.
The firing.
Good question.
The 2 days of the firing. That night and the next day, locker cleanout day, you are now the face of the interim face of the franchise.
Did he know that? Did someone tell him that?
He has to know that.
He brags about how much he knows about leadership and speaking
to
the media.
I'm not so sure about that one. That
really?
One I give him a pass on. Yep. The season was over.
Nope.
It was not a good season. I thought he did a great job all season long, putting himself out there, answering all the questions the way you'd want him to answer the questions. Holding himself accountable, taking all the blame even when it wasn't his fault. I'm giving him a pass on that. I mean, he's a rookie. He might not have known how that would have looked. I'll be honest with you.
I think he did. And I'm surmising this just based on, so we talk to him on this time slot every week. And he said a lot of things about understanding the gravity of being the franchise starting quarterback for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. He even, at one point when I asked him, I actually told him, I said, I think you do a pretty good job answering most of these questions. And he said, well, it comes with the quarterback position. I've been playing it for a long time, even back to high school. You have to answer questions after wins, after losses. I think he knows the value of a quarterback, and when the going got tough, he got the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, I don't.
Clap it up. Somebody else clap it up.
There you go. Clap it up.
Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate you clapping.
By the way,
somebody else needed to.
Enough with people coming to the podium in Foxborough and asking for applause. Between Carlton Davis and Drake May, guys, what are we going to do? It's the media. The media doesn't clap for you.
I know we have soft media around here, but they're not really season ticket holders and fans. They are the media. They're supposed to ask questions and report
correct.
The news,
correct.
Not clap for you.
Clap it up. Come on now. Clap
good
it up.
Lord.
Hey, listen, David Andrews, great. It's a loss for sure, but that was why I made that 3-point stance. If he's got the failed injury designation and he's had a bunch of years recently, Ted, where he hasn't been able to play up to his standard and has missed whole seasons due to injury, then the team has to do what's in the best interest of the football team.
No question. My guess is he probably won't play. My guess is he probably doesn't want to try another year somewhere. He probably's like, 10 years? That sounds like a good round number. I can speak from experience and just go, I got young
with
kids.
Millions
in
the bank.
Do I want to invest it with your family. But just I would say this.
That felt personal.
I would say, you're damn right it's personal. I would say this. My guess is he probably doesn't want to pick up and move and go somewhere else and try making another team. Who knows where the hell it is when he has a young family. That's my guess.
Teddy, talking about 10-year considerations, we'll visit that later because I was going through a box today.
Yeah.
Found a Patriots Football Weekly from March 5th, 2003 that has some notes about Ted Johnson.
Okay.
in it. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. 617-779-7937. That was your three-point stance. We touched on the Red Sox. We touched on the Patriots. We touched on the Celtics. Up next, we'll do a little more Patriots talk because the mock drafts are flying. They're flying around the internet. I love this time of year. They're not worth the digital screen they're printed on in front of you, but they are sure as heck fun. We know that Christian Arcand is excited. We're going to talk about mock drafts and who everyone seems to think is coming to New England with the fourth overall pick. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. New within the hour from ESPN's Mike Reese, the Patriots are signing linebacker Jack Gibbons to a one-year deal. This will blow your mind. Gibbons spent the last three seasons with the Tennessee Titans. He was a restricted free agent this offseason, but did not receive a tender offer. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Vikings are moving past their discussions with free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers, leaving second-year player J.J. McCarthy atop their QB depth chart. And wide receiver and return specialist McCole Hardman is signing with the Green Bay Packers. It's a one-year deal. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Red Sox lead the Detroit Tigers 4-3 at home in spring training play. Richard Fitz started on the mound, and Marcelo Meyer is playing his first game at second base. He came into the game hitting .357 this spring. Earlier today, the Dodgers finished up a two-game sweep of the Tokyo series, doubling up the Cubs 6-3. The Celtics won their third game in a row last night, beating the Brooklyn Nets 104-96 at TD Garden. It was the first game all season in which neither Jason Tatum nor Jaylen Brown played, but don't worry, Kristaps Porzingis was there, and he led all scorers with 25 points. Per WEEI's Justin Turpin, last night marked the Celtics' 37th 50-win season, the most in NBA history. The Bruins visit the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. It's the first game of a five-game Western swing for Boston, who sits 4 points out of the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And finally, North Carolina and Alabama State won their respective March Madness first four play-in games last night, taking down San Diego State and St. Francis respectively. Visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage del Forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Out of the entire draft, if we're just laying out football players, he might be the second best football player in the draft class next to Travis Hunter. And then you have the linebacker from UCLA, who I love because he just all over. Every time you look up, he's blowing somebody up in the backfield. But when you look at Warren and Travis, these are legit football dudes, dudes that you just want on your team. We'll figure out everything else, right? So with Warren, he's great at catching the football. He's active as a blocker, blocks rather well, and also is so versatile to where, hey, he opens up your playbook, expands your playbook once he gets inside the red zone because of what you mentioned. You can flex him out at wide receiver. You can also put him at quarterback, and he can throw.
Mock draft talk is picking up, and that was a discussion about Tyler Warren. I think a favorite of this program, certainly of Ted Johnson, the Penn State tight end.
Oh, yeah.
And I said it yesterday. I do think he's one of the most bust-safe players in this draft, one of the best all-around players in this draft, but he is not slotted to the New England Patriots in some of these latest mock draft cycles. No,
we can't draft everybody. I thought we were going to get them all, Andy.
Well, over the course of all the various permutations of mock drafts, you can actually draft everybody, especially if you start in like January and do a 1.0, a 2.0, 3.0. But they're out there, and we're talking about it here on WEEI Afternoons. So Mel Kiper, the godfather, right? Everybody knows Mel Kiper has been doing mock drafts since...
Almost before I was born.
Exactly. He created the industry that is... NFL draft coverage and mock drafts. He has Colorado wide receiver / cornerback Travis Hunter going to the Patriots. But wait, there's more.
Act now.
That tells you what he thinks of the quarterback position and the top three.
That goes, they stink. Ward goes one to the Titans.
Yep.
Abdul Carter goes two to the Browns. Shedeur Sanders goes three to the Giants. And that leaves his teammate, Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner, at four for the Patriots. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network, I think is the best modern draft analyst guy. Took over for Mike Mayock at NFL Network, has run with the draft coverage and the combine coverage. He also had the exact same first four picks in his latest mock draft, which means, yes, Travis Hunter is going to your New England Patriots at number four overall.
Zero chance.
Zero chance of Travis Hunter? Why zero chance?
Why?
Yes, why?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because there's no way the Cleveland Browns, as desperate as for a quarterback that they may be, are going to look at this bunk-ass class of quarterbacks and say, let's hitch our wagon to one of these guys. So that takes them out of the running.
No, they have them taking Sanders Abdul or Carter.
That's not their problem.
No, but it could be their strength. Miles Garrett.
First of all, they have two good cornerbacks.
Try to pass against us.
One of which has had so many concussions that they could use Travis Hunter at cornerback. Is it Denzel Ward, who's had like far too many concussions? And the other one's Greg Newsom, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of them is probably Ward pretty soon is going to have to think about wrapping it up because he could be imperiled. Now, they also need an offensive player because there's no spark on that offense. There's no great running back. Yeah, sure, you have Steve Smith's favorite wide receiver there, Jerry Jeudy. But, you know, he went off last year with famous Jameis, but they need somebody who can provide a spark potentially on both sides of the ball. I truly believe, in my heart of hearts, that should be your segment, but it's mine. I took it. Sorry.
It's fine.
That Travis Hunter goes second overall to the Browns.
Okay. I mean, it could happen. I will say this. The more I dig into this, and we're going to start doing more research. I told Ted he's going to start watching the prospects. We're going to go over the bust factor for all these top dozen prospects or whatever. I've started my binder with an individual page of notes on each prospect. The more I dig in, I think the draft kind of stinks, quite honestly. And I'm a little concerned of how much good talent there is. And I think when there isn't consensus talent, it makes for more exciting drafts. Because it's all buyer's delight, right? Like each person mm-hmm. has a different view of what they like. So I think that could start, first overall pick. The Titans, remember their first comment? We're not passing on a generational talent.
Correct.
Some people think Abdul Carter is that guy. He's the best talent. Some people think Ashton Jeanty is the best talent in this draft. Just pure best talent.
Like our boy Mike Dussault at Patriots.com.
Who wanted clicks, and it worked, I think.
And it stirred, apparently, a feisty Patriots Unfiltered yesterday with your boys.
They drink a lot on that show. Yes, Dan Ball.
Wow.
We have some semi-breaking news.
Okay.
In the football world. Broken by Adam Schefter via Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Free agent offensive tackle Cam Robinson is signing with the Houston Texans.
I'm fine with that.
Makes sense.
I don't really want him.
They traded Tunsil and they went with Robinson.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not saying that's a good move for them.
That's kind of shocking because the Tunsil is. I mean, he's the elite run blocker, terrible pass blocker. One of the worst offensive lines in the NFL besides the Patriots was the Texans. Mm. But it's weird that you get rid of a Tunsil and bring in a Cam Robinson who's not graded real highly the last few years.
No, Robinson's been a real disappointment, and I know he might be the best available, and that's why Patriots fans were kind of
intrigued. I don't think people were clamoring over him, but.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, I always use this, thank God for unanswered prayers. I think you'll be better off this year and in the long run for not wasting time and energy and money and reps on Cam Robinson.
Can I ask you guys a question? So if Travis Hunter is going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah.
So what you think Cleveland's not going to, who's going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Kenny Pickett.
That's who they picked up in this offseason?
They traded like a sixth or
you
a fifth
think they're going to go with Kenny Pickett, and who do you think the Giants are going to go with?
Just real quick, they do still have Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you noticed there was big videos making the rounds yesterday of him doing the ropes while in his boot and everything.
He's not coming
and you
back.
You love workout videos.
No, I hate those.
He retoured, and then he retoured.
He's also getting engaged.
Not coming back.
He's not playing this year. So who's going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Do you think it's Kenny Pickett?
It's Kenny
Who's going to be the quarterback for
Old
the Giants?
Old Tannehans himself for the New York Giants?
Correct.
Is it going to be Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Shedeur Sanders. According to these mock drafts.
If you don't think Drew Locke? Travis Hunter's going to be there.
Yep.
If you think Travis Hunter's going to the Browns at two.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they'll stick with Kenny Pickett? Okay. So you think the Giants will pass
Maybe the Giants feel pressured into taking a quarterback. I'm not the biggest believer in Sanders at three, but their need is glaring. In which case,
their quarterback right now is Tommy DeVito. That's their quarterback right now.
I don't think that's who it'll be. There are still some names out there. Don't we still have Russell Wilson,
Aaron Rodgers,
and Aaron Rodgers. There's one more veteran too. Joe Flacco is still available.
Old heave ho, Joe, baby.
So there's three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks available
that are all in their late 30s.
I mean, they're bridges, 40s. But if you're looking for a bridge, if you're looking to save your job, which is also probably a consideration, I said this to Fitzy off air as we were going out, the Giants can take best player available, which is what Dave Gettleman did. Is that his name?
That is correct.
Took Saquon Barkley, best player available, literally, and he was out of work shortly thereafter. Like, he might have made the wrong pick and still paved his way out of a job. Are they thinking about, we got to do something to save our job here, and does that get them to sign a veteran quarterback and draft a player that can play right away type thing, or do they take a quarterback thinking they might have time to develop him?
I don't know. At those two rosters right now as it's currently constructed and can't imagine they would pass up on a quarterback. They might. I mean, they might. I just think Kenny Pickett and Tommy DeVito, if I'm those fan bases in Cleveland and New York, I am not fired up about
what
that.
What if you sell them on Arch Manning? We're going through a 2-year rebuild. I need your patience. Nope. This year is a bridge year.
What if they say I'll take Quinn Ewers in the third round and see what I can do with that? Because he had a good combine, might have good pro day. I know. I'm just saying.
Good luck. Okay. You're promising something that you don't know is going to happen. You have a guarantee that you can probably get a quarterback where you are slotted right there.
But is he any good?
That's not up for me to decide. That's up for them to decide.
I mean, you have an opinion on it.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think these guys are starting?
I think Shedeur Sanders is better than Tommy DeVito and Kenny Pickett. Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that.
So, but I think it's an upgrade for what they have.
But I'm not sure that keeps your job or makes you a playoff team or takes you in the right direction. I'm starting to think, this is a bold take, maybe I should save it for a 3-point stance. I would set the number of future starting quarterbacks in this draft at half.
You're not even going to 1.5?
Is there one?
Wow.
I'm starting to wonder, is there a starting quarterback? And when I mean starting quarterback, I mean he signs a second contract. He's in the place that drafts him for the next 8-10 years. And I think I would set the number at a half. I have very little faith in any of these quarterbacks. And that's got to be a scary proposition for these GMs and coaches. Like, it's why they get forced into bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking back last year at a draft where it might be historically good.
Otherworldly,
all those starters. But you're not far removed from those other drafts where teams convince themselves that E.J. Manuel and Jake Locker and all these guys are starting quarterbacks.
Jake Locker. God, there's a name we all couldn't wait to forget collectively.
Absolutely.
Supposed to be a nice person. Christian Ponder. Woof.
Yes. EJ Manuel, the even Kenny Pickett.
He provided last. Kenny Pickett is a great example. He may start 7 games for the Browns this year, adding to their wall of shame of quarterbacks over the last 25-plus years. So maybe it does make sense for Cleveland or the Giants to go, guys, these quarterbacks are all so bad. We'll take a flyer on one. We can't take one this early. Give me the pass rusher who may be a sure thing. Give me the kid who's the best athlete in the last 5 years in the draft. I'll take Hunter or I'll take Carter.
I think
neither may be there for us at 4, Andy.
That's exactly what if I was the GM of one of these teams and it came down to that, you know, rubber meets the road, I'm on the clock, Ted and I are at the draft, and we're like, I would take the best player. I don't think I couldn't hold my nose necessarily and take a quarterback in this draft. I don't think I could. I think I'd freak out and just take the best player. If that's Carter, if that's Hunt, whoever you think
it is. Do you feel the same way about the Patriots?
Well, yeah,
just take the best player.
Yeah.
So at 4, and Travis Hunter's already gone, and Abdul Carter's already gone. Who are you taking?
I might be actually considering Genty or Warren.
You take a running back? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Or what if you just, why not trade back to 7, 9, 10 if you can, if it's a possibility?
But that's
if
a theory.
If you can.
Yeah.
If anyone
for what,
calls.
Pennies on the dollar?
No, because if you get another third.
Yeah, but if I think this is a crappy draft, that team probably thinks this is a crappy draft and says, I'll just stay here.
I got you, but if there's one team that's like, listen, we want to move up from 7 or 9 to 4, we'll give you a third. You move back. Now you got 3/3. So you can, if you want to, Ted, let's say you get Tyler Warren. All of a sudden you're like, nah, this tackle isn't making it out of the first round. You can then have now your arm to be able to go back in and do 2 first rounders. That's my dream.
I think that would be everybody's dream if Travis Hunter's gone and Abdul Carter's gone.
Yeah.
To trade back and
a modest dream, yes, sir.
Because between picks 4 and 12, they say they're all the same.
You know who they're.
So if you can trade back 3, 4, 5 spots and pick up an extra first, I think you should do it.
You know who they're comparing Ashton Genty to? The common comp across the webs?
Don't say it's Barkley.
No. A little
Barry
older.
Barry Sanders.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh.
Like, that's the kind of guy you build an offense around.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of guy rushes for 1,200
yards.
You
win every fantasy league for 5 years straight.
Catches 94 passes, scores 26 touchdowns. If he's that, wouldn't that be the one thing you did this offseason that everybody would be like, oh, well, you gave Drake May something to play with. You gave Drake May a running mate for the next. Didn't get him a lineman. Didn't get him a receiver, but you got him a running mate.
How about maybe a
trade? And Ted, you're down on Stevenson.
No, I am down on Stevenson. Do you think that'll be an easy sell?
Drake May hands it to Ashton Genty, who goes off Morgan Moses' ass, and it's a touchdown, Patriots.
Look, I'm a big fan of the running game. I'd be all for it. It'd be a tough sell here. I just think people would love running game. Really? The running game? That's what we want to lean into is the running game?
Well, you're building the defense, and you look like you want to run the ball. Yeah. You sure as heck don't look like you want to throw the ball based on what you've done. You don't have a left tackle or a number one receiver. Usually teams that want to throw the ball have either a left tackle, a number one receiver, or, I don't know, both. Just an idea. Just throwing it out there. It's craziness off the top of my head.
Did I hear Omarion Hampton was comp to Josh Jacobs? That would work.
It's possible.
That would work.
Possible.
Later on in the first round, maybe. Just that's a trade back in type of guy.
I kind of fell in love with Genty. Guys, I just got to tell you. I started watching tape, and the more I watch of him.
He is dynamite.
He doubled his production every year he was in college. He went from 800 to 1600 to 2600. Like, he doubled it every year.
A lot of wear and tear,
Yep.
A lot of wear and tear.
Against Southwest Montana.
See, if I got my binder out,
Montana State.
Yep. And you saw the questions I have, one would be wear and tear, a lot of carries last year.
Yeah.
They rode the hell out of him last year. Would worry me a little bit. So, yes, that's fair. He's also my height, 5'8. So that's. I meant 5'9. I go with 5'9.
Round up.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Let's round up.
Ted 7'3.
617-779-7937. Do you want Travis Hunter? Would you be happy? But what if Travis Hunter is gone and Abdul Carter is gone? What the hell are the Patriots going to do with the 4th pick in the draft? Trade down, take a short arm tackle, or go best player available. Deuce down at Patriots.com. Mike Dussault says it could be Ashton Genty. And I'm going to whisper this. I don't hate the idea. 617-779-7937. Up next, though, we're going to talk about the trade market because I'm still looking for a number one wide receiver. T. Higgins chose to be the 1A in Cincinnati. They don't like calling him the number two receiver. He's the 1A in Cincinnati to Ja'Marr Chase. But there is an all-pro caliber receiver on the trade market. And some in New England, maybe Andrew Callahan, the Boston Herald, are talking themselves into a palatable trade for the Patriots. That's up next here on WEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guy Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Who they are as a playmaker that puts them in those top-tier categories is some of the best that we can name. And I feel as though Travis has that sort of mentality to him. So I would not be passing on this player for much. And in New England's case, if he got to number 4, I'd be picking Travis Hunter for.
That's somebody else who thinks the Patriots are taking Travis Hunter. I don't know who that was. Who was that, Stiz? Trevor Sikkema.
He was with our guy Travis Hunter on Nesson.
He picked a Travis
Thomas. I'm sorry.
I was like, Travis Hunter was on Nesson?
No, yeah. He's doing. Did you not know he's doing 20 Red Sox games this year?
I'd watch.
Travis Thomas, versatile like Travis Hunter.
Who knew? Wide receiver, cornerback, and play-by-play
utility
guy.
Guys. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got to have a glue guy.
So we know that some people are targeting Travis Hunter in the mock drafts for the Patriots, but the Patriots targeted somebody by the name of, I don't know, Brandon Ayuk last year when Burt Breer reported they had more money on the table than the 49ers. They were willing to send a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick, if my memory serves me right. Well, Brandon Ayuk, it wasn't great in San Francisco. Blew out his knee, and now the San Francisco 49ers are shedding salaries and contracts so they can give Brock Purdy, apparently, the big deal that he's going to want as their quarterback. Would you guys trade for Brandon Ayuk? Would you give up a Andrew Callahan, Boston Herald? He speculated a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Would you give up a third and a fourth for Brandon Ayuk, who no one knows when he's going to be ready? He is damaged goods right now.
Mm-hmm.
If he misses half the year,
I'd get a fourth rounder, maybe a third. Maybe I'd think about a third.
With a massive contract, too.
Yeah. It's about a two-year deal.
Yes.
Looking at the contract, it's about a two-year deal. His base salary is a little over $1 million. He's got a signing proration. I don't know.
Isn't there a bonus coming up soon that's why they want to trade him before that bonus is paid? I think there is some sort
of... April 1st.
Yeah, there was a bonus for Cooper Kupp as well, and the Rams didn't want to pay it, and apparently the Patriots didn't, too.
2025 option bonus on April Fool's Day, $22.85 million.
That's
so
it.
I'm guessing they want to trade him away
before
the other team can make that $22 million dollar payment. With his salary is 1.17 for this year.
Yeah.
So you'd be in for this year $23 million in cash.
I don't like it if he's missing half a season.
I
want him coming in training camp off season. I don't care about the money. It's just I don't want a guy coming in midway through the season. I think it just isn't effective. I don't think it's worth it. You need guys in here right away. Forming the relationships from the very beginning.
Well, how is he going to like teach everybody how to play receiver when it's like, oh, I can't. I'd love to show you guys, but I'm still recovering from multiple ligament surgery.
And there's also a few other questions about him. I've heard a lot of people bring this up. It doesn't bother me as much, but he basically spurned you last year. You were offering the most on the open market, and he was like, no, I want to go back to the 49ers, which, okay, maybe he wanted to win, thought they were closer. Does that bother you that, like, he turned you down once? Would you think he's not really committed, doesn't really want to be here? Because that doesn't bother me at all.
So you've asked girls out, they say no, and then about a year later you go, you know what, maybe now she'll be okay.
If she says yes and she's still hot.
What do you think about this time coming?
You know? Yeah, and if she says yes, you're happy, you go out, right?
That's sort of like the Devers quotient where it's like so many Red Sox fans were hesitant on the show poll that's going to be an issue. Like, that's not going to bother me. Would he come here and pout or not want to be here? No, I don't think so. All he wants is somewhere where he feels like he's wanted and paid.
And the other issue with him is, this is the one we had back the first time around, is he a number one receiver? He's always playing with George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel and all that other talent
and
around
in
him.
And a very a good system.
Right. Is he going to come here and be what you want him or need him to be, a true number one receiver, either late this season or in 2026, which then you're going to have to make a decision. Are you keeping him, or are you only keeping him for that year?
I would be very leery of anybody coming from the Kyle Shanahan system because it's a paint-by-numbers system. It's a very easy system. It's basically they have the play, and if they don't like what the defense is lined up, they literally check to a run play. Mm-hmm. They don't have – where in the Patriots system, sometimes you don't know what the route is until the ball's already been snapped because of how defenses rotate. Then you got to, you know, you might have had a curl route. Oh, he's rotating down. Now I got to break it as off to an in cut. It's a much more complex kind of system. And guys that come from those paint by number systems, the Kyle Shanahan system, they come into what Josh McDaniels is doing, usually struggle. I don't think it's a good fit from that aspect. And I just don't like the fact that you're going to miss some probably for the first month and a half of the season.
I kind of agree. Even though we're feeling desperate and you'd think like, oh, Brandon Ayuk, he's a... 2 years ago, he was one of the best receivers in football. He's all pro. I don't think he really fits.
You're not going to trade for him because the Patriots would never trade for a guy that's hurt with a $22 million signing bonus due on April 1st. There's no way in hell they're going to do that. So I thank you, Andrew Callahan, for putting that out there. But I think it's fool's gold. It's just it's pie in the sky, brother.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Patrick in Charlestown has an idea for a Patriots offensive addition. What's up, Patrick?
This might also be fool's gold, but crazier things have happened in the NFL. I think there's any chance they would try to trade a second round pick for a Christian McCaffrey or try to get at least an upgrade at running back? Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Patrick.
The 49ers just traded Christian McCaffrey's backup, Jordan Mason, to the Vikings, who got him on a two-year, $12 million deal. Thought that was actually a nice move for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think the Patriots will try to upgrade. I don't think that Christian McCaffrey makes sense now. If you want Christian McCaffrey, you want a guy that can do it all, then draft Ashton Gentry at 4.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
If you're all in... Yeah. I don't know if it's the right move, but if you're all in, Christian McCaffrey was a top 10 pick to the Panthers. He's a centerpiece, had a great year 2 years
ago. And he proved to be worth it.
Absolutely.
Saquon Barkley proved to be worth a top 10 pick.
If you want that, I don't want the damaged goods one in the NFL that's already had those seasons. I want Ashton Gentry, who has those seasons in front of him.
Agreed.
So I think that would be the option there. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEI Afternoons, it's Scal. He's coming off his street ball court battle that's all over the internet. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, joins us next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.